You see, I wake up in the morning, grab my blood and pull my dick up out this bitch mouth. I'm feeling like making this bitch out my clothes or something. Multitasking, cooking breakfast, making a nigga wanna smack that ass. See, I met this bitch on Crenshaw. She told me give her a ride. I said, if I do that, you gotta give me head while Ray Charles drive. Cause I ain't for the trick and no, I ain't. I'm with my main bitch and my side bitch. I'm feeling like Saddam. They had the bomb. And if a baby daddy tripping, fuck that nigga. I push that nigga hairline back like he LeBron. Make a nigga disappear like Jay Quan.
I gotta let that ride. Swans, nigga missing both of his arms. I ain't playing. I gotta let that ride. That's that new game with DJ Quick. I gotta let this ride.
One, two, buckle my shoe, patent leather, just settings. Nigga, watch what the fuck I do. It's the P, I, R to the U, and I put that on my mama.
This the hottest one on the whole album right here.
Yeah, yeah. I said I put that on my mama.
I'm a ride for you, baby, boo. That's the shit right there. What's going on, fam? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're going to have a real good show today. We're going to chop up some real good game. But what we're going to do real quickly is take us a quick commercial break. And after that commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to chop up some good game so you don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership Program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Do you have a business or a brand? Then you need a website that sets you apart. Blackline Web Design offers you an affordable website that would exceed your expectations. Websites start at just $200. You'll get a customized website with amazing features. You can get social media icons so that followers can interact with you immediately. Grow your brand and increase your sales with a professional website today. They have a 5-star Google rating, and that work speaks for itself. Visit them today and save 10% off with the coupon code that says Tariq. That's blacklinewebdesign.com. Again, blacklinewebdesign.com.
Toledo, Ohio, and all surrounding areas. Toledo, Ohio, and all surrounding areas. Get ready. New York Times bestselling author and critically acclaimed filmmaker Tariq Nasheed is coming to Toledo, Ohio for a live lecture called Break the Cycle. Break the Cycle. So join him on Saturday, November 14th at the historic Collingwood Arts Center. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. For tickets and info, go to www.tariqlive.com. For tickets and info, that's tariqlive.com.
You're now tuning into the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You better recognize.
What's going on, family? We are back. Welcome to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am back, and I'm ready to chop up some good game. Let me get these phone calls. A lot of phone calls coming in. I got a special call, by the way. This is a special call right here, before I even get into the good game. What's up? What's on? Who's on the phone right now?
What it do? Vanessa on Escalon. Isley Malone, man.
This is my brother, Isley Malone from Atlanta. Businessman. Real good, brother. Isley, before we get started, what's the name of your businesses out there in Atlanta, brother?
We are called the X Group. You know what I mean? The X Group. We are a collective group of people, hustlers, like-minded people that are, you know, out here striving to be better, trying to be more. Specialize in graphic designs, printing, photography, you know, detailing. We do a lot, man. You know, check me out.
Yes, indeed. What's your what's the website again, brother?
NXWeTrust.com. I-N, the letter X, WeTrust.com.
There you go. Now, let him know, let the audience know, Isley, who are you the brother of?
I mean, you know, allegedly, by the way, my phone is, you know, blowing up, you know what I mean? Allegedly, this guy named Tommy Sotomayor.
Yes, indeed.
You know, no slight to him, but, you know, the way my phone's been ringing right now, man, you know, I had to speak out because a lot of people think, you know, we have the same mindset, and that is far from the truth.
Now, for those who don't know, this is Tommy Sotomayor's brother, blood brother. This is his brother that he grew up with. This is not a joke, by the way. This ain't the crispy skit or nothing. This is the real deal, because a lot of people are talking about you and some of these children that Tommy has that he hasn't been talking about. So I know a lot of people have been reaching out to you. What have people been saying to you?
I decided to take this opportunity in this lane to, you know, with Ben, you know, knowing the following that you have and knowing what you speak for. You know, I thought I'd link up with you, you know, first to speak justice on what's been coming towards me.
Yeah.
I'm not tired of the people, you know, hitting me up, but it's I don't have the same views as this man. You know, his children's situation is his children's situation. I don't agree with any of it, and I don't agree with what he's doing online. And I believe that in his time that he has, he can use his will and his power to speak more truth and more light to a generation that's coming up. And he's doing nothing but speaking damnation, and I got to speak up for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I got kids growing up in the same era.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you know, you and I, we've talked before, and you know, Tommy has this whole fatherless America thing going on, but Tommy has a lot of like older children that he's just not taking care of, and a lot of people look at that as being hypocritical.
I mean, look at it. I ain't gonna speak on this grown man life. You know what I mean? We're in the day and age where anything you want, anything you want to know, shoot, you can go and look for it just like anybody else can. You feel me?
Yes, indeed.
Right. So I'm not putting him on blast at all. You know what I mean? Shoot, this is what people coming to me and they asking me. You feel me? So I want to put it out there. I take care of my kids, man. You know what I mean? And sometimes I take care of other people's kids too.
Yes,
you know, I ain't looking for no benefit in it. You feel me? I do it because that's the way we were raised. You
yes.
know what I mean? That's the way we were raised.
Absolutely.
And I can't speak on him. I can only speak for the young black king that I'm trying to be.
Yes, indeed, man. Hey, man, I'm glad you spoke your piece. You spoke your mind, man. Give everybody your website again, brother.
You can follow me on Instagram, Young Black King X. That's YongBlackKing and the letter X. NXWeTrust.com, Isley Malone on Facebook. Holler at me.
There you go, man. Thanks for the call, brother Isley.
All love, sir.
All right, brother. Now, that was Crispy's brother. Now, my man is very diplomatic. He's a real good brother, man. Isley, the brother who just called, a very good brother. But, man, some of the stuff he told me about Crispy. Now, we all know that Crispy's a fucking dirtbag. Crispy's running around here doing Fatherless America. Well, he ain't going to do no damn documentary, by the way. Or pretending he's going to do a documentary. Crispy got, like, old kids out here he ain't taking care of. Crispy has like an 18-year-old son that looks just like him. Thomas Jerome Harris Jr. down there in Atlanta looked just like him, ain't taking care of him. And also, Crispy has another older kid that's 24 years old by a white chick out there in Lawrenceville, Georgia, that he ain't taking care of. That nigga got a 24-year-old kid. He's out here on the internet talking all this shit, and this nigga got old kids that he ain't taking care of. Got biracial kids, 24, 18, all these kids all over the place. And dudes ain't taking care of his kids. And his kids despise him. That's some sad shit when not only your kids despise you, but your family. Your family don't want shit to do with you. It's almost sad. And Brother Isley, he sent me a picture of Tommy as a kid, my nigga. I might have to do an emergency Ustream, live Ustream show tonight. I might have to do a live Ustream with that. But I just find it real interesting. And again, let me just look. Most of my audience, y'all don't even know who I'm talking about, by the way. Because, you know, I'm talking about this internet troll that we call Crispy. About 80% of y'all have no idea who I'm talking about, but I digress. For those who know what I'm talking about, y'all know what's up. Anyway, let's get into some game. Let me talk to some other folks here. What's up? Who's calling?
It's Tony from Virginia. What it do, Flat?
Tony from Virginia. How you doing, fam? What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. I was listening to this white rap. I don't know if you're familiar with him, called Stitches down in Florida. And all he was saying was, nigga this, nigga that, fuck nigga this, nigga that, white dude.
Yeah, I saw
that.
Yeah, I saw that. He was talking shit about Game, the rapper, the Game, and how he's going to whoop the Game's ass and all this old shit. Dude, let me tell you something, man. And I've talked about cats like this before. When you get these non-black people, these white dudes talking all that hood shit, these dudes are white supremacist snitches. Because the minute they talk all this old rah-rah shit, all this gun talk, but the minute you pop one of these fuckers in the mouth, They're going to be running snitching. All that nigga shit is going to go right out the window. They're going to start talking right and start snitching. So don't be fooled by that. All they do is egg people on to whoop their ass so they can end up suing. And that's all that that dude's doing. He's hoping that the game catches him and whoops his ass so he can probably sue the game. You dig? So don't be fooled by all that shit. Hey, I'll fuck you up when I see you. No, that's... Niggas are corny with that shit these days. There's a lot of that bullshit going on. You feel me?
Feel you.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, fam. Man. But yeah, don't be fooled by that bullshit. Do not be fooled by that. Now, let's chop up some game, man. We gotta understand that there's a lot of propaganda going on out here, family. The white supremacists are tightening up their nooses. No pun intended. A lot of black children are being targeted, not just physically targeted, but mentally targeted too. I mean, the kids are targeted on every front. I mean, the white supremacists are really going after the next generation. They're going after our children. So we gotta be on our P's and Q's. We gotta start looking out for our children and get off the bullshit. I saw a story where some black kids went to a Wendy's to get some food, and some racist employees put like a racist note inside their little Happy Meal. We're talking about some sick individuals out here. There was another school somewhere in the Midwest where some white teacher was telling some black kids like, hey, black people shouldn't go to school with white kids. Black people are stupid and all. This is a teacher telling some kids this. And they put the teacher on like paid administrative leave. So they're not even punishing the white supremacists that's targeting the children. There was another case. I mean, all of this stuff happened in this week alone. There was another case somewhere, I think, I want to say in the South, there was a high school football game. And at the high school football game, some white supremacists working at the school started playing some kind of racist anti-black song during the football game. So these white supremacists, man, are really going hard on targeting our kids. And they'll get you to target the kids, too. They will reward other black people who target black children, too. Just like that Baltimore mother who slapped her kid up during the riot out there, the uprising out there some months ago. Y'all remember that sister? And I say sister very loosely. But that old hood rat that they would parade around on Fox News and all the morning shows, calling her the mom of the year because she went out there and started smacking up her son. You see how the white supremacists do? I'm not looking at her. I'm looking at the white supremacist who's giving her props. She's slapping up her son, and she's the mom of the year. See, when you hurt a black kid, you become the mom of the year. You see that? Mom of the year is not these women out here with homeschools and feeding the community. Those women are not the moms of the year. The hood rat who smacks up her kid, that's the mom of the year. You see that Jedi mind trick? And let me ask y'all this. When have you ever, in the history of this country, seen the media praise and give props to a white woman for smacking up or beating up a white child for any reason? Name any time ever in the history of this country where they've done that. They never do that, and they never will do that. No matter how fucked up the white child is. The white child, if he goes shoot up a school and the mother went smacking him up, they would still have a problem with the mother smacking him up. You don't give them, people in the dominant society, props for harming their children in any way. So you got to watch what they do and promote within black society. Because they'll promote something in black society heavily that they wouldn't promote in white society. And that's where we go to the mental thing, that out in hip hop thing. On VH1, they were going heavy, and not just VH1, all of these media outlets. They're going hard pushing this gay agenda on black society. And that's what it is. It's not even, my thing is this. Our gay brothers and sisters, we love you. We got much respect for you. You should have a voice to speak and say what you want to say and do what you want to do. Nobody's negating that fact. But the thing is, I'm looking at the white supremacists who's really shoving this agenda. And I'm looking at their motives, because whenever you see the white supremacists shoving an agenda towards black society, usually there's some ulterior motives there. So that's what I'm looking at. I'm always looking at what the white supremacists are trying to ultimately achieve. Because let's be real, the white supremacists don't give a goddamn about gay black people having a voice. They really don't give a fuck about that. Let's be very clear. And I'm saying this to the gay brothers and sisters out here, these white supremacists that's propping you up like that and blowing your head up and all that shit, they don't give a fuck about you. They know that they can use you to satisfy a certain agenda. And usually that agenda is to cause confusion and to cause deflection away from white supremacy. Because what happens is, you have a lot of black people sitting up here all around the country just getting slaughtered with these state-sanctioned race soldiers killing us all over the place. I mean, it's almost a daily occurrence now. But the white supremacists, they tell us that our conversation in the national media should be about gay black people in the church. And they push that hard. Our conversation shouldn't be about all these cops slaughtering us, all these white supremacist vigilantes slaughtering us, all of these white supremacist communities turning us into the race soldiers, all of the white supremacist judges creating these draconian laws against black people. That's not the issue. Your issue is being accepted in the black church. So that's a deflection, and all that is to get you to deflect. And I was looking at that Out in Hip Hop thing on VH1 that they heavily promoted. And I think they had a preacher there from Baltimore. I think his name was Jamal Bryant. He does a lot of good work out there in Baltimore. And he was doing a lot to help out during the uprising out there. And it's very interesting that they got that brother who's doing great things in the community. And instead of talking about things that are pertinent to the melanoid community around the world, as far as dealing with this state-sanctioned violence, they had him on there talking about, well, is it cool to have gay people come up in the church? See, my thing, there's a time and place for everything. When you're in the middle of a war and you're being attacked in war, you should acknowledge that you're being attacked. You shouldn't start getting into non sequiturs and all that intersectionality shit. All right, let's say we're intersectional. Now, as a gay black person, we accept you. The church accepts you. Now, what are we, straight, black, and gay black people, going to do about systematic white supremacy harming us? Because these cops and these race soldiers out here, they're not stopping and asking you, hey, do you like dick or pussy? They're just shooting to kill right now. Men, women, straight, gay, they're going in for the jugular. So it's all to cause confusion. We got to get off that bullshit. There's a brother named Corey Jones out there in Florida, killed the other day for no reason. This brother was, he called his family, said his car broke down, and he was looking for a tow truck. He was waiting on a tow truck to come get him. He gets a call from the family. Oh, he's been shot by an off-duty cop. And I think that was Sunday night. They still have not given an explanation why that man was shot. Now, they're trying to, you know, dig up some criminal past that doesn't exist. You know how they do. They try to criminalize us. But this man didn't have a jail record. He was shot by some off-duty cop, and nobody can explain why it happened. So now they're taking their time to get their lie together. And they did a press conference the other day out there in Florida, and they used that same excuse that they used for Trayvon Martin. Well, there was a high burglary in the area, and the police officer wanted to investigate him. That's the same shit they said with Trayvon Martin. These white supremacists got all their lies and ducks in a row when it comes to dealing with us. So we got to start focusing on that and not whether or not somebody is going to accept you in a church, which that bullshit argument, gay black people are accepted in churches. You go to churches all around the country. You got gay choir directors all over the place. Let's stop that game. Shout out to Bishop Eddie Long, by the way. Let's not act like Bishop Eddie Long ain't in the house, allegedly. So let's stop all that shit. Now, what are we talking about today? We're talking about Negroes and the apocalypse. No Negro leaders in the apocalypse. Now, why am I talking about this? Recently, there's a new Star Wars movie coming out. And a lot of the white supremacist trolls were a little upset. They put out a hashtag called Boycott Star Wars or some shit like that because they were a little upset that some of the main characters in this Star Wars are black. They're black main characters. Now, some of the other white supremacists, they're trying to say this was just a hoax or this was some promotion for the movie or whatever. But let's be real. There's some real white supremacists that's upset with that. It ain't no damn hoax because some of the websites that these, a lot of the hashtags were coming from were known white supremacist websites. So they're talking about this new Star Wars movie having black characters and they're tying it into white genocide and all this old stuff. So now what are they talking about? You got to understand this. The white supremacists, especially the white supremacist nerds. See, y'all think those nerds are just innocent and just docile and meek. Those white supremacist nerds are some of the worst white supremacists out there because white supremacy is all they have. That's the only thing they have that gets them up in the morning. Is knowing that there's a group of people in a system that's beneath them socially that can be harmed and they're protected through whiteness. That's the only thing that keeps them going. So those nerds hold on to these white supremacist beliefs, especially when it comes to sci-fi and fantasy and all that, especially these comic book nerds. They are beast about their characters being white and their heroes being white. Those are the only heroes they have. The sci-fi characters, the Star Wars characters, those are the only real heroes they have. But these racist trolls, they're talking about white genocide and all this old stuff. And shout out to George Lucas, the creator of Star Wars. George Lucas, he has a black female significant other. And that sister must have some bomb pussy. Because he throws a bone. He's giving little reparations to black folks left and right. He funded that Red Tails movie about the black Tuskegee Airmen. He funded that out of his own pocket. He puts black people in the Star Wars movie. So that pussy, she's putting that chocolate snapper voodoo pussy on his ass. Shout out to that sister. She's doing what you're supposed to do. If you're laying up with Massa, get some out the game. Don't be a bedwench. I don't even look at her as being a bedwench. That sister makes him, she make him get up there and do what it do. Shout out to her. I think I saw George Lucas's ass at the Million Man March. That's how down he is. But she has him breaking off reparations. But the thing is, these futuristic movies, they're very significant to the white supremacists. Those futuristic movies are very significant because in the future, in these movies, if you notice, these movies and these TV shows, what they do on a subconscious level, and again, the white supremacists, they always speak to each other in code. Black folks, we don't know how to pick up codes for shit. You got to spell shit out for black folks and we still don't get it. But the white supremacists, they really understand code speak and they can take codes and run with it. Now, most of these futuristic movies and apocalyptic movies, they're basically codes teaching white society how to survive just in case the system of white supremacy breaks down. Because see, the only advantage that the white supremacists have over black people is a system that creates unfair advantages for those classified as white. That's the only thing that keeps them going. That's the only thing that keeps them winning, to be honest, is having an unfair system. That's a whole system that's unfair. They know it. That's why when we walk around talking about we want equality, we're not getting equality. The white supremacists in the back of their mind, they're like, duh. Yeah, of course you ain't getting equality. We set it up so you're not getting equality. We didn't work this hard so you niggas can be equal. They know that. So these movies are giving little codes to the white supremacists, telling them what to do and ways to survive when white supremacist society breaks down and there's no system to be maintained. Black folks need to pick up on this. And these white supremacists are ready. You got a sneak peek of this down in Hurricane Katrina. Down in Hurricane Katrina, the system broke down for a week out there. The system totally broke down. And what happened? While black people are floating around dead, hauled off into a damn concentration camp, which was the dome down there. That was a concentration camp. Black people are begging and hungry while the white supremacists are running around with guns picking you off. They were down there killing black folks left and right. Thousands of black people were murdered during Hurricane Katrina, and they don't even talk about it. And truth be told, there's a lot of untold murders that's been going on in history with black people. We got a story on melanoidnation.org. Go to melanoidnation.org. We talked about some of the concentration camps that were in America after the Civil War. They called them contraband camps, and millions of black people were killed in these concentration camps. One in particular was down in Natchez, Mississippi. It was called the Devil's Punch Bowl, and within a year's time span, about 20,000 black people were killed in this concentration camp, and nobody really talks about it in history. We got a story on that, about that, at melanoidnation.org. You need to go check that out. But the thing is, family, these movies, these science fiction movies that takes place in the future, and these apocalyptic, post-apocalyptic movies, they are all about white supremacist survival mechanisms. Because look at the trolls. They're upset about black folks in Star Wars. Now, Star Wars, they got all types of weird characters they ain't got a problem with. They got Wookiees, R2-D2, Yoda, whatever the fuck he is, Jar Jar Binks. They're cool with that. They're cool with Chewbacca. They're cool with Darth Vader. They're cool with the Stormtroopers. They're cool with Jabba the Hutt, whatever the fuck he is. But Negroes? Oh, hell no. Negroes in the future? Oh, no. No, 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 no. We don't want Negroes on our other planet. That's the point of getting another planet, so we can survive without the Negroes genetically annihilating us. That's the whole purpose. And if you look at all these movies, look at these movies and you see why these white supremacists don't like them. Like Thor. Thor, they had one part in the movie Thor where Idris Elba was playing a certain character that was in the comic books. And the white supremacists were mad at that because he was a guardian in the Thor movie. They're like, oh, no, we can't have niggas out there with weapons. Not in the future on another planet. We can't have that. That's why they had a problem with that. That's why they didn't like the movie After Earth with Will Smith and his son, Jaden. It was a futuristic movie, After Earth, where people go and colonize other planets after Earth, and they had two black people running shit. The white supremacists said, oh, hell no, with this movie, no. Oh, no, we can't have Negroes running shit in the future in the other planet. No, no, no. They were pissed off at that movie. They panned that movie. The movie wasn't bad at all, but they made it seem like the acting was bad and all that. No, no, no. They just didn't like the concept of Will and his son, black people running things in the future. You're not supposed to have that. That's why they also complain about the black girl in the Hunger Games. Remember that? There was a whole big brouhaha about one of the black characters. There was a character who's a black girl in the book. They didn't know what color she was, but in the movie, she was a black girl in the Hunger Games movie, and that's another movie that takes place in the future. They were complaining about that. So yeah, they don't like black folks, the thought of black people running things in the future. They don't want black people to be the main survivalist in the future. They don't want that. Now, if you're in the future, as long as you're in a subservient role, if you're following a white lead character, they're cool with that. Or if there's an apocalypse, you're following a white lead character, that's fine. That's why they like Walking Dead. The Walking Dead is fine. Now, The Walking Dead has black people all in it. But you notice in The Walking Dead, black people are never running shit. Walking Dead is a great example. As a matter of fact, on the last episode of The Walking Dead, which is a good show, they got a black character. I can't think of his name. Some of y'all in the chat room, y'all know who I'm talking about. It's the black dude. He's walking around with a stick. This nigga knows all types of judo and the whole shebang. And he's beating the shit out of people, but he don't want to kill people. It's a brother in The Walking Dead. I can't think of his character's name. Somebody in the chat room will help me. But on the recent episodes, he doesn't want to kill anybody. He's walking around during the zombie apocalypse, and there's renegade killers around and the whole shebang, and he got this thing. He's on a moral high road thing where he don't want to kill people. He don't want to kill nobody. He'll beat the shit out of you, but he don't want to kill you. Morgan, is that his name? I think his name is Morgan. Okay, somebody in the chat room said Morgan. But all the white characters, they'll kill somebody and stab them at the drop of a hat. And there's a white girl on this last episode. She was walking around in the movie, on the Walking Dead show. She kept putting the word JSS all over the place. And that stood for Just Survive Somehow. And that's the white supremacist mentality. Do whatever you need to do to survive. Forget all that moral shit. Forget all that moral high ground shit. Do anything and everything you need to do to survive. That was a message to the white supremacists. They were telling black people, hey, y'all Negroes, take the moral high road, Negroes. But we, white supremacists, we're going to do anything we need to do to survive. That's why they preach that moral high road stuff to us in real life. Hey, black folks, I know somebody just shot up your church and shot your grandma up and your dad up and your mama up, but take the moral high road and forgive. The white supremacists don't forgive shit, but they want us to take the moral high road. See, black folks, we got to start JSSing. We got to start just surviving somehow. But you look at The Walking Dead, that's a great example. The black characters are always the bumbling, subservient black people. They love a subservient nigga in the future. They love a motherfucker like T-Dog. Y'all remember T-Dog from The Walking Dead? Just a big old nigga, big swole for nothing, bucket-fed, corn-fed nigga who just fell, tripping all over himself. And you see with the big black guys, even there was a character on Walking Dead named Tyrese, the big old black burly dudes, they got them niggas babysitting. They always have the black dudes while the white men and women are out there fighting and paving a way to survive and trying to find civilization. They got the niggas, the big old swole niggas, babysitting the kids and doing dumb shit to get killed. And they got on the recent episode, they got like a black preacher. He's running around sniveling and groveling on every episode. I hate seeing him. I wish a zombie eat this motherfucker myself. That's what it is with them. The white supremacists, they don't want to see us running things in the future. And they've always had a problem with black folks in these futuristic movies. They want you to be in a subservient position so they can control your numbers, because that defeats the purpose of being in an apocalypse. If black folks are running things, that means that the white supremacists, they're going to be dying out. That's their mindset. Anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here, family. That's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Don't forget, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3 if you have not seen it. And I'm pretty sure everybody has seen it. Go to TariqElite.com. Get all that fresh fly gear. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to holler at you on this Sunday's Ustream.